This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So there were three friends, and they die, and they go to heaven. Now, many of you may have seen like the cartoon configuration of heaven. There's like these gates, and there's poofy clouds. There's an old man standing behind sort of a lectern with a book, right? And so St. Peter, as it would be, is at the gates of heaven. And St. Peter greets these three friends, and he says to them, to get into heaven, you must first pass a test. And the question that you must answer is this: what is Easter? Well, the first friend steps up and says, well, Easter is the holiday when a big fat man comes down your chimney and hands out presents. And St. Peter says, no, that's not right. That's Christmas. And the second steps up and says, yeah, that's Christmas. But I know what Easter is. Everybody knows that Easter is a day when children put on masks and go door to door and say trick or treat, and they're giving candy. No, St. Peter says, you're thinking of Halloween, which is not a religious holiday, by the way. And with a sigh of frustration, St. Peter says, how in the world have you all not heard of Easter? Do any of you know what Easter is? He says, and he looks so annoyingly now he's to the third friend, like, redeem your friends, son. And the third friend apologizes for his friends. Oh, St. Peter, I'm so sorry. Of course I know what Easter is. Easter is when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was crucified under Pontius Pilate for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus suffered, died, and was buried. And then they put his body in a tomb, and they roll the big stone in front of it. And on the third day, when the disciples came to the tomb, they saw that Jesus had risen, that the stone was rolled away. And they realized that it was fulfillment of the scriptures. And finally, St. Peter exclaimed, finally, God, the friend continues, finally someone knows what Easter is. And the friend's very excited, and so he continues. And as he rose from the dead, Jesus saw his shadow, and we got 6 more weeks of winter. But truly, I do think we are living in a world that less and less really knows the power of this Easter story that we heard this morning. And we have this letter from Paul to a church in Corinth, one of the first Christian churches. And he's recounting all of the examples, all of the testimony of seeing Jesus risen after he had died. And then we hear the story of Mary Magdalene, a devoted follower of Jesus, and she is going to the tomb and she realizes there's no one there. And thinking that someone had taken the body, she is very distressed, and she runs and tells the disciples, and they run, and they discover, too, that the tomb is empty. And we get this sort of descriptive of what they saw. They saw the place where he had laid. There was no body. The wrappings were there, but there wasn't anyone. And then I love this part where they say, like, Jesus had straightened up the piece that was on his head, and he placed it there. And then they realize that, yes, Jesus had told us that he would rise again. And they run back to tell the others. But Mary is still so distraught. And she's crying and weeping. And she encounters these angels. And they're like, why are you crying? Didn't you know that Jesus said he would do this thing? And then Jesus comes, and she mistakes him for a gardener at first. But then he says, Mary. And he says her name. And she looks up and she says the word, Rabboni, which means teacher. Now, if there's anything that we take from this Easter story, I hope that it's that Jesus was a teacher. Yes, Jesus was the Son of God, God in human being form, but all of his followers saw him as a teacher. A teacher of a new way of living. A way that brings freedom the world cannot offer. And he did this miraculous thing, rising from the dead, because my friends, if he hadn't risen from the dead, I don't know that we would be talking about this teacher today and the many wonderful things that he told his followers that got passed on and passed on about this is how to live a life that not only glorifies God, but brings you into abundant life. And it's this miraculous thing, this rising from the dead, that we have a chance to get to know Jesus. As you came in this morning, you might have been handed a little Jesus. And I love the phrase that everybody needs a little Jesus. Jesus overcame death so that you and I might have real life. And not only life, friends, when we die. It's not only about eternal life and what happens when we die, but it is about a fulfilling, hope-filled, peaceful life right now. Right now, today. The teachings of Jesus teach us how to have a fulfilling and a hope-filled life today. Because God wants you to have an abundant life right now. But you see, this thing, following Jesus and learning the way of Jesus, it takes time. And it's not going to happen overnight. And we will come up short. And we'll get frustrated we can't light the Paschal fire. But if we follow Jesus, something changes in the way we encounter the world. If everybody had just a little Jesus, how might life be different? And if you already have some Jesus, we could all use a little more Jesus. And then we spread it out, these ideas that Jesus taught us. And that, my friends, is how we are going to change the world. And see, what you'll start to notice as you lean into the ways of Jesus and the teachings that he had, well, you'll start to notice that you act a little different. Maybe you're not really quite sure what. And it's not about perfection. It's about knowing we all need a little help. And so you'll start to respond differently to difficult people. You'll encounter difficult situations and you'll realize that there's sort of a peace and a calmness in the midst of the chaos of life. And as you lean into the teachings of Jesus and learn more and more about what Jesus wants for all of us, it will start to impact the people around you. You'll start to have a different lens through which you make choices. You'll start to experience joy in ways you didn't know might have been possible. And this is so important and so fulfilling. And Jesus wants for us so badly to experience this way of living, this freedom of living. And some might say, well, it sounds like Christianity is really just about rules and following rules and trying to be perfect. But that's not at all what Jesus wants us to understand. What Jesus wants us to understand, it is that it's in through following his way, we experience true freedom, that all the things and the vanities of the world that tell us will bring happiness and come up short because they will. There's something more that life can give us. And all of a sudden we start to enjoy things on a bigger and grander scale, and we don't need all these external things to make us happy or what we think will make us happy. But there's a joy that comes out, a flowing out of who we are as we more and more lean into the teachings of Jesus. Not even a painful, excruciating, humiliating death could stop Jesus from wanting us to have this life. And that, my friends, is the miracle of Easter. That Jesus said, I'm not finished yet. There are generations of people to experience this abundant life. Now, what I would say, if you don't know where to start, where do we start when we follow Jesus? Many of us, like I said, many of us may already know Jesus, but we could always use a little more. But where do we start? Well, I think this is a good start. Surrounding yourself with others who are also trying to figure it out. Another place to start is Holy Scripture, the Bible. If you don't have one in your home, feel free to take one from the pew. I prefer the children's Bibles that you'll see there in the pew. Kind of brings it down, focused. There's also the Bible app. Go to your app store and just Google Bible app or type in Bible app and it'll show up and it's free. It's a good place to start. There's also a wonderful app. As Episcopalians, our worship is a lot like the Catholic service. There's a wonderful app called Hallow, H-A-L-L-O-W. That's a good place to start. Surrounding yourself with others who are trying to figure it out. And my friends, the church is not meant to be a place where people come in that have got it all figured out. The church is meant to be a place where we all come together to recognize we don't have it figured out and we need a little help. And some days are going to be better than others. We get reminded and reminded again that it is about the journey. That Jesus rose from the dead because he wants to continue to take people on this journey of fully experiencing the joy and the love of God. That you do not have to be perfect to encounter God. That God is already there and loves you. And that as we start to embrace that reality, we start to exemplify that with other people. And there's a ripple effect. And it spreads out. And imagine if the whole world went through this lens of making decisions through the lens of understanding the teachings of Jesus Christ. It would change the world. And if you don't believe me, try this week and it will start to change your life right away. And more than anything, friends, you will experience joy in a way you never had. When the worst of the worst happens, you will still be able to sit in peace. When someone says something mean and hateful, your first response will be silence. When someone is angry or you despise them, your first response will be compassion rather than judgment. And it will change the world. So everybody needs a little Jesus. And a little Jesus can go a long way. And life with Jesus is just better. Amen.